Chris in Virginia is doing some gardening. How's it going?
We have some pretty severe underbrush that I have been unsuccessful in about three different attempts in 6 years.
So well, what have you tried, Chris?
I have done everything. At one point, we sprayed an herbicide on the back slope, and then waited a couple weeks and planted grass. Other times, I've gone through and just shaved it to the ground and tilled it and tried to pull out roots and anything I could to just kind of clean it up.
Have you tried Roundup, Chris?
Not specifically, no.
Roundup is a very good way to take an area of your yard that's completely out of control and get it back to sort of ground zero.
Okay.
What you do is you spray this on everything that you want to get rid of, and the best time to do this is the fall. It will start to die away probably within 2 to 3 weeks, and then as it starts to get brown, you can plant grass seed right above that, because the Roundup that you sprayed on the plants after a couple of weeks won't affect the grass seed. And what happens is that underbrush will kind of die away, and the grass will come up through it, and the underbrush does a good job of holding that grass seed in place and not letting the birds get to it and really giving it a place to nip. And the reason you're doing this in the fall is because it gives the roots a chance to take hold and get long enough to support it through the hot summer that will occur next year. If you try to do this now, you're going to find that it's too hot for the grass to really grow. So wait till the fall, apply some Roundup to all that underbrush, wait 2 to 3 weeks, plant some grass seed, and you should be good to go by next year this time. You should be looking at a nice, lush, green lawn.